This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to The Educated Investor. My name is Scott Watley, and we are glad to have David Cishon with us each week. David is with the Householder Group, estate and retirement specialist. You can check out their website, cishonfinancial.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N financial.com. And their number, 720-482-1917. 720-482-1917. And with that, we will welcome the educated man himself, David Cishon. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Scott. Nice to be back.
Hey, it is great to be with you. And I was talking with you just here a couple of minutes before the show started today. And, boy, some interesting times we're in with the stock market, for sure.
Well, we are in some interesting times, no question about it. And it's been pretty volatile and looks like it's going to continue that way for the foreseeable future. There's just so much uncertainty, and with this virus outbreak, coronavirus outbreak, it just adds to the uncertainty in the marketplace. And couple that recently with, or recently like last night with the oil breakdown in pricing and how much they're going to pump. I want to pump out of the ground.
Right.
It just adds, as they say, fuel to the fire here.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm listening to you talk about it. This coronavirus affecting so many things. I mean, you're seeing things, you know, where toilet paper is going off the shelves like crazy. And I was listening to a show this morning, and they were talking about, well, most of that comes out of China and Japan. And so,
yep.
And so, I mean, from toilet paper, of course, to all the sanitary, you know, wipes and the Purell, all the different things like that. And you know, with the market as well. And this, all the reason points back to, hey, you need to be an educated investor with our show. And to have someone like you that can help guide us through here and calm our nerves a little bit because, you know, hey, everything's going to end up all right at some point here. But it's just a storm that we were very vulnerable to, I guess.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people are more vulnerable than others. As I've said numerous times on the shows that we've done, we look at a person's financial house in detail, and we're looking at how many or how much of their assets are above ground, which are subject to all the turmoils that we find in the marketplace, from oil to health to whatever the case might be, all right? And then how much monies are in the foundation of a house? Because, again, when you build a regular house, once you have your plans and in place in the land, all right, you got to put in a footing or a foundation. And if you put in a footing, like some of the folks do out in the east coast of New Jersey or down south, and a storm comes by, it has the effect of really wrecking that entire house. But if you've put in a big foundation, like we do back east in Connecticut and some of the northern states,
mm-hmm.
right, when there's a storm out there, financial storm, we've got some of the monies, some of the income in that foundation that can't be wrecked. And that's showing up now in this marketplace for a lot of our clients because we do have defensive positions in there. It doesn't mean you're not going to lose money. That's for certain in this kind of market.
Sure.
But a chunk of that money is being protected so that the downside is minimal or none at all, depending on the circumstance that the client wants. And that just gives a level of less anxiety, let's say.
Right, right.
And less loss. And that's a little bit comforting. But with all the negative news you know, people get worried, and rightfully so.
Well, sure.
This is a tough time, but again, having a financial house that has a good foundation, so that whatever monies or income is down there can't be lost, or it won't take 5, 6, 7 years to come back. A lot of my clients, really don't have the time to wait 5, 6, 7, 10 years to come back even.
Sure.
You know, so sometimes, you know, a defense, even if people want to go and raise cash in some of their accounts, all right, and to help protect, I don't have much of a problem with those kinds of things. You never can time the market, but sometimes it's much better to be prudent and protective and raise some cash, all right? And when the markets turn around at some point in the future, you can go back in. Again, you can't time the market, but I would rather save my cash or save a good chunk of it than to lose it and have to force myself to get back in and stay in difficult times to try to make it up.
Absolutely. David C. Shawn is with us, and this show you're listening to is The Educated Investor, brought to you by C. Shawn Financial. Once again, they're with the Householder Group. And you can give David a call. I tell you, maybe you have been thinking about getting someone to help you plan your retirement, and you've just been putting it off, and no better time than today to get some help. So 720-482-1917 is the number. And just let David know you heard him here on the show, and they will get you in as soon as possible. So somebody asked me this morning that knows you're on Mondays, and they said, you know, ask him what we should do with 401k things. So,
well, again, you know, the typical standard approach is to stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever comes down is going to come back up. But that just depends on your age.
Sure.
And your financial condition. There's nothing wrong with riding the markets and taking them down if you've got plenty of time and not worrying about it. But a lot of our clients that I have do worry about it because they're, you know, 60s and 70s and ages, and a lot of them anyways. And so they've been brought up with buying and holding and maintaining their positions. But, again, we don't have necessarily a lot of time just to wait till it all comes back. So, again, a lot of the 401k people that have it are probably young.
Mm-hmm.
And heck, you know, don't worry about it. If you're in good program funds or ETFs or positions, you can write it down. Now, saying that, if you're really nervous because you went through 2002 and you went through 2008,
right,
and here it is, 2020 could be another repeat. Who knows? Well, if you're nervous, most of the 401k plans have a fund, a stable value fund, they call them, or money markets. Now, you're not going to make a lot of money in the money market. You're not going to make necessarily much money, if any, in the stable value, but they're stable.
Right.
Relatively stable. They don't have the volatility all your other choices in the 401k have. So you can always go in and move some of those monies that are fully exposed to, you know, the stable value if you have one of our money market account or a government insured fund. Some of them have that. And yes, you're not going to make a lot of money, but you're not going to lose much, if any, depending on the type of fund that's there for stabilization. I'd take advantage of that because, you know, it doesn't cost most of these people, doesn't cost them anything to move and go in and out. So
right.
If they get nervous, they're concerned, why put up with the anxiety? Move a chunk into the secured or stable value arena. You have to move it back out, so you have to pay attention. But the fact is the matter, I'd rather be saving principal if the pressure on the market continues than having it just wait till it comes back, especially for older folks in these 401ks.
Sure. And, you know, we were talking, again, before the show a little bit, and, you know, I can imagine that at many, quote, financial planners, they have not been able to get off the phone over the last month. And, you know, you were telling me, hey, you've had a couple of calls over a few weeks. And I think that comes and point back to the educated side of this because of the way, you know, you do your consultations, you have your meetings with your clients, you educate them on what's going on, you know, and the trust is there, and, you know, they don't have to pick up the phone every time, you know, they hear these bad reports on the media because, I mean, you've got them in the best position that you can because of the education you probably brought them along early on, right?
Well, you know, that's all part of it. Education is a great equalizer. And again, the more people know about what they can do and can't do, the better off they are. And as I said before, we break it down in the financial house to what's in the foundation and what's above ground. And even above ground, we have some degrees of protection built in. So, we haven't had a lot of calls. It doesn't mean we won't, depending on what happens in the real world. But most of the people we communicate with, meet with quarterly and communicate monthly, so they're in tune, and we encourage them to call.
Sure.
It's just we don't normally get too many, and we haven't. This market continues like this. We'll probably get our share. But again, that's because I encourage them to communicate. I think it's important not to sit there, and if you're really worried about something, you're worried about this money or this stock or this fund, give me a call. Let's discuss it. It's not impossible to get rid of some of that anxiety, because anxiety is not good.
Yes, sir.
Concern is, but not anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So what do you, putting your forecasting glasses on, what do you think, you know, the next month could bring?
Well, you know, I'm not a prognosticator, so I'm not really good at this. Kind of thing. I just think that until this virus stabilizes and we really know what's going on in this country, which we apparently don't for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
Until that stabilizes, the pressure is going to be down. What the oil problem adds to it, who knows? That discussion that they've had about not coming to an agreement, that lasts for a few more weeks, but at least they've got some time where maybe they get back together and resolve that to minimize the anxiety in the marketplace. All I know is that we have our ups and downs.
Sure.
And if you're prepared to have a degree of protection on these monies, whatever way and however way you like to see it, that's always a smart thing to do. And there's no reason for folks to have to just wait at 100% of their monies going down until this all this clears. I just think you've got to be protective, you've got to be aware, and hopefully you have somebody that is watching as best they can,
mm-hmm.
and to do what you think is important to your monies.
Absolutely. Well, David, hey, we appreciate your time each week, and we will follow up again next week on Monday to kind of see where we are. But folks, listen,
yep.
If you do not have someone that's helping you, and you know what? Maybe you've had someone for a long time, and you're calling them, and they're just about as panicked as you are. That is probably not a good sign either. So give David a call, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917, and make an appointment. And even at this time, you know, David can take a look at what you've got going on and see if you're in the right things that can help you ride through this storm as well. And once again, it is CSeanFinancial.com with the Householder Group. So thank you so much for being with us. And, David, we will talk to you next week, sir.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Thank you. That's David CSean. Thanks for joining us today for The Educated Investor.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. As the old saying goes, knowledge is power. And in the world of reverse mortgages, this knowledge is critical. Now, welcome to Knowledge in Reverse.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to have Kurt Rogers with us, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our show is brought to you each week by Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can reach Steve at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Kurt Rogers, how are you, sir?
I am doing fine.
How's the mortgage world?
Mortgage world is busy. All aspects of it.
I bet. Well, the aspect we're going to talk about, as we always do, is reverse mortgages. And, you know, Kurt, we say this all the time, and I know Steve, when I've talked with him, he says the same thing. This loan isn't for everyone. But I tell you, for a lot of people, this can provide some great income, some great peace of mind, some money to do some things with that normally they wouldn't have been able to do. And, I mean, it can be a great thing for a lot of people.
It is. It's actually very good. A lot of people have the wrong concept and myths and beliefs about how it works. But a reverse mortgage, like you said, it's not for everybody, but it is for a lot of people to do just that, is to take the financial burden out of their life. You know, in the last, we're up in those ages. Mm-hmm. In the last years, we're always struggling and kicking a can down the road. Do I have enough money to get here? The reverse mortgage is a tool that can be used. It's not the only one, but it's a tool that can be used to help keep your finances active as you grow older.
Right. And we've done a lot of shows together. I did not know the topic we're going to talk about today, that there is such a thing as a jumbo reverse loan.
Yeah, they used to, and it's just recently come out, but because of home values and where they're going and what's happened, and not just in Colorado but across the country, the jumbo reverse had to come out because they had capped it down around the $600,000. Now they've raised it a little bit. But a reverse mortgage is a loan that's created to help more seniors find a way to convert the home equity and access cash to supplement their income. It has a new higher loan limit. The standard reverse mortgage will only go to 762, 5.25. But a jumbo reverse will go to $4 million, not appraised value, loan amount.
Wow.
So, and you'd be surprised how many people that can really use a jumbo reverse mm-hmm. to save them to keep their cash. A jumbo reverse is the same as a normal reverse mortgage. And the technical term for a reverse mortgage is called HECM, which stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. It is not insured. A jumbo reverse is not insured by FHA, the Federal Housing Administration, but it is what they call a non-recourse loan. It is the same as a standard reverse. What that means is that neither you nor your heirs will ever owe more than the loan balance or the value of the property at maturity, whichever is less. And your heir is not obligated to use the assets other than the home to repay the debt. That means your heirs, through your estate, whether it's a $2 million reverse, they're not responsible for that. If the value has decreased, they're not responsible for that. It's just yours. It's the same as what it would be on a standard reverse mortgage.
Okay.
Now, the only thing that's that works in a jumbo reverse is pretty much the same that works in a standard reverse. There's two determining factors. It's the value of the home with your age. At a certain age, if the home, let's say, is worth $1 million, there's a percentage you get at 62, a higher percentage at 65 or 70 or at 75 or 80. And we used to stop at 80, but now we're going up to 95. Because what was there? A guy the other day lived 104.
Mm-hmm.
He was at 104 and he was walking.
Right.
I mean, he made the comment on the news. I thought it was pretty funny. He said, "You guys threw a party for me? Just me?" He's 105. So we're living longer.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Now, when we're talking about qualifications, is this a little tougher to get, or as long as you hit the normal qualifications for reverse mortgage, you're covered?
You're pretty much covered under the normal qualifications for a reverse. It's not about income coming in. All reverse mortgages, as with all mortgages, there's a financial assessment that is required to ensure that a reverse mortgage can be sustainable, that it's got a long-term solution for the borrowers, and how it benefits it. Whether it's a jumbo reverse or a standard reverse, you must go to counseling. And the purpose of the counseling is for the independent third party to ensure that the borrower understand the financial implications and associated with the reverse, and the counselors ensure that they were given the correct information. One of the nice things about having counselors, and they're third-party counselors, those are not your local counselors that you can go to like a local counseling agency. They can't do reverse mortgage counseling. There are specific reverse mortgage counselors that are identified by the lenders. But the purpose of them is to make sure that whatever the broker tells you or the person that's walking you through the reverse is not giving you false information.
Right.
Because if so, they want to know about it. They don't, and that can happen in any industry.
Sure.
So they make you go to these specified FHA counselors for reverse mortgages.
Right. And just to make sure there's no misunderstanding, because you know what? I mean, I've been in meetings, heard something, misunderstood it. You've been in meetings, misunderstood it. And so this is just a safe place where people go. They're not trying to sell them something. They're just trying to make sure they understood what they understood.
Yeah, it's kind of a checks and balance system, and it's one of those ones that I really like because if you're trying to be deceptive, you're going to get caught.
Right.
The counselor's job is to make sure you're aware of the information and that you're not being misled. A reverse mortgage, like we've talked about, can be very beneficial, but you may go into it with the wrong thought. Understand, when you have a obligation on a reverse, and you basically have no mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you don't have payments. Too many people will try to advertise, say, "We'll have no more mortgage payment," but they don't finish the sentence. And the sentence is you still have to pay your taxes, property taxes.
Right.
You still have to pay your homeowner's insurance. If there's an HOA, you have to pay the HOA, whether it's a standard, a reverse, or a jumbo. You still have to do those. You still have to keep the house up. And in order to qualify for it to be a reverse, it must be your primary residence. And what that means is you have to live in the property for 6 years, or six, not 6 years, sorry, 6 months and a day.
Okay.
If you're in it 6 months and a day, it then becomes primary. You can have a second home somewhere else, but this is your primary, and you can put the reverse on that. Again, whether it's standard or jumbo.
Right. You're listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley at Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you'd like to talk with Steve, get some more information about this, see if you qualify, give him a call, 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Now, what are some of the ways a jumbo reverse mortgage can work for your customers?
It can work in a lot of the same aspects as that it can work for as a standard reverse. It's just that you might be needing more. For example, you can pay off you're going to pay off your existing mortgage, and then you're going to turn around, and in some cases you can pay off debt.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at freeing up cash, that's one of the ways you can do that, because with a reverse mortgage, you can pay off your debt. You can do home improvements. That doesn't limit you on a standard reverse. It doesn't limit you on a jumbo reverse. If you want to improve the house, you want to finish a basement, you want to add a room, you can pull out the cash to do the home improvement, which increases your value. So the money comes back. Or maybe you need to make changes to the house to make them more accommodating for medical facilities.
Sure.
You know, maybe you need to put a bathroom in downstairs because you're going to stay on the main level instead of a two-story. If you're doing a jumbo reverse, sometimes instead of taking money from somewhere else, you can take the money out to go traveling. you know, you decide, say, okay, I want to pull out $30,000-$40,000 and I want to take a trip to Europe. You can do that through the reverse mortgage.
Hmm.
And then the other one is kind of a safety net. A reverse mortgage kind of prevents you from, if your money's tied up in other areas and the market crashes and the finances get tough, by having the reverse, you have no payment. So you're able to sustain yourself and continue to stay in the home without having to tap some of your other money that maybe you might be losing some money.
Sure.
So it gives you a lot of options there. Number two, a lot of folks that have a reverse on it, even on a standard, what they're doing is they're using that money instead of their retirement money. So they're keeping their finances, their retirement finances, to bay at the other side. And by having no mortgage payment, you still have taxes and insurance. You don't have to access your retirement money because you now, if you have let's say you have a jumbo loan, and you're doing $800,000 to $1 million. Well, that payment's pretty stout. That's probably close to $4,000 to $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden that payment can go away. So it frees up that ability to not have to touch your other finances. And by accessing the equity in your home, it allows you to handle unplanned emergencies. I call them speed bumps of life. They're going to come up. Sometimes they're financial surprises. Sometimes they're medical surprises. Other things are you can handle health care expenses. And that's, you know, we're going to have... With what's going on, there's going to be expenses for health care that are coming up, and a reverse mortgage gives you the freedom to have that, sure, again, without touching other money.
Right. And when one of those health things happen, it is not going to be cheap.
It's not inexpensive.
I mean.
We all know that.
Yeah.
It's going to be expensive, and this allows you to defer taking the money out of your retirement. You know, and I mentioned it earlier, as we grow older, we want to make sure we don't outlive our money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you spend all your life building the equity in your home, it's kind of like a retirement plan. The reverse mortgage, especially in a jumbo, allows you the accessibility to that funds so you make sure you don't have to change your lifestyle, or you can handle those emergencies, or you can take the size. In some cases, people will maybe take that money out and they'll right size.
Right.
They'll take the money out and they'll go buy the right home. Maybe it's a ranch. Maybe it's a 2 or 3 bedroom instead of a 5 bedroom. Maybe it's 2,500 square feet instead of 5,000. Some people will go out and buy that second home, and they don't have to pay for it. They've mm-hmm. paid cash. They no longer have a payment on their house, and now they owe their second home for cash, and it gives them a lot more freedoms to do a lot more things. If you need to do the modifications, like I said, or you need money for a caregiver, a reverse mortgage is a great way to do that. Instead of maybe going to a home, you could stay in the house you're at, and you have a caregiver come in.
Hmm.
So the reverse mortgage gives you the money to take care of the caregiver, because living in a nursing home can get extremely expensive. And like I said before, you protect your investments from a downturn. The last thing about a reverse mortgage, whether it's standard, there are some great tax benefits to it. You need to talk to your financial planner or your CPA.
Okay. And, you know, it does seem like... 10 years ago or so, it seemed like a lot of financial planners weren't on board with this, you know.
They weren't.
You know, they were just, and I think, misinformed and not really understanding it. And if they didn't understand it, the best thing to say is it's not good for you.
Well, FINRA.
Now that they're understanding it.
FINRA actually would not, they condoned a financial planner from talking about reverse mortgages. And in about 2-3 years ago, when they reanalyzed and see how they were set up with the counseling and the way they protect the consumer, they now say that they can become a great asset and a tool mm-hmm. for the financial planning of a senior as they grow older.
Right.
So they've actually reversed courses. You are correct there.
Great. And that last thing here real quick, protection from investment downturns, I should say. It helps to minimize the risk for your investment portfolio.
Yes,
and
nice.
Last thing, Kurt, reduce your tax burden.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Because you're pulling the money out, it's tax-free. It's your money.
Sure.
You've already paid on it. Instead of taking money out of retirement plans, now you're going to pay taxes on them anyhow. But there's different retirement programs you can go to if something happens and eliminate some of those taxes. But you talk to your CPA or financial planner, but it can save you a lot of money in taxes.
Right. You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Give Steve a call today, 303-885-0254, 303-885-0254. Thank you for being with us today.
You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you would like more information about a reverse mortgage, call Steve now at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender, NMLS 298191.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley, and once again, thank you so much for joining us today. Integrated Health Systems. Check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. And their number for free consultation is 303-781-5617. And really, no matter what topic we discuss each week with Dr. Stedman or one of his team members, he has always been kind enough to offer us a free consultation. So if you've heard something a few weeks ago, that still goes for you as well in whatever condition you would like to go there and see them for, whether it be weight loss, whether it be chiropractic, whether it be the topic that we talked about that day. But again, great company. I use Dr. Stedman myself, and he has been a great help to me. Well, we are glad to have with us today Jake Meyer. Jake was with us just a week or so ago. But Jake, glad to have you back, sir. How are you?
I'm very good today, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Well, you know what? Let's touch just a second, and I don't, you don't have to get into, you know, deep topic on this, but man, this coronavirus thing is just really an unbelievable thing going on with, I mean, in its reality, I guess, and the way the media is taking off on it, huh?
No, of course, yeah. I'm seeing a lot of fear spread within patients and a lot of reactive thinking spirals and behavioral spirals happening from this. So it is a pretty good concern, and it has definitely caught the public's attention here.
Absolutely. Well, Jake, for those, again, I just like to reset it when you're on, because to let people know your role there at Integrated Health System. So recap that for us.
Oh, of course. And so I work with a team of practitioners here with Dr. Maynard, Dr. Stedman, and Jess, our nutritionist. I'm the psychotherapist that works on staff here. And so some of the listeners might be wondering something like, well, why would I need to talk about, you know, my feelings or what's happened in the past as it's relevant to whatever chronic illness or traumatic brain injury that they're suffering from and presenting to the clinic too. And what I usually will talk to people about is that I'm here to make sure that your emotional health, whether that be, you know, struggling with that or struggling with long-term issues with emotional health, is holding you back, or whether or not it is holding you back from recovering in your physical health in that sense. What I usually like to talk about with people is that being in a state of fight or flight or freeze, and our body is in a very stressed and cortisol-based state in that way, we're not really in an environment within our body to be able to recover, to be able to make progress, and to be able to take that stress on. So I'm here to make sure that one aspect of your life is not holding you back from where you want to be in terms of your overall physical and mental health in that way.
Right. And, you know, I've talked with this a lot, Dr. Stedman as well, and it's with Jess, but, you know, what a great advantage for a client, a patient, to come to one place, to have all the doctors on the same page. And I know you guys get together and discuss different files and different patients. So, their treatment can be in such a way that they can tell that you guys are communicating. Because I think that's one thing frustrating when we have to go to different doctors and explain the different things and all that. And plus just the time and effort of doing that. And when you can go to one place and walk in the door, and everybody knows what's going on in a good way, and, you know, to just know your health and the path that you're on, what an advantage for that patient.
Oh, of course, Scott. And what I really see are spectacular results when the treatment team, along with the patient, is sort of firing on all cylinders there when you're getting chiropractic care, help with the neurological aspects as well, when you're getting your diet overhauled, and when you're finally able to take that look inside as relevant to your recovery in that way. What we see people go through really incredible transformations here, and I do think, and this is one of the reasons I love working with this team, is that you can see people in 6 weeks, 12 weeks, really be able to turn things around and get to a level of health that they never thought was possible for themselves.
Sure. Again, Jake Myers with us, and he is with Integrated Health Systems. And today our topic we're going to hit for a few minutes here is utilizing psychotherapy and traumatic brain injuries. And first of all, Jake, I mean, the shows I've been doing with Dr. Stedman here these couple of years, brain injuries really happen quite a bit, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's incredibly common within our culture, not only within people's developmentary course, usually either playing sports, things of that nature, sort of the cost of development a lot of times, but also from very significant falls and car accidents. It's very mm-hmm. common. And to only have one concussion or no concussions, and speaking with a person maybe 30 to 40 years old, that would be exceedingly rare.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to hit some points here. And, you know, I like the first thing you gave me here, because I think this is very, very true in kind of our overall health care. But as you say, the gap between our perception of what brain injury recovery should be like versus the actual process of recovery can be confusing for a person if they've never been through that, trying to get them back to, quote, a normal life. So talk us through that a moment.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So what I hear, it's very, very common during assessments and during treatment with individual patients that have suffered from traumatic brain injuries, is that they're initially told by a doctor, by a nurse, to simply just go home, sleep this off. You'll be better within a week or two here. And with no real talk or coaching around, hey, what are the signs of this recovery process not happening? You know, what should happen in terms of when we should get a little bit more care or start to see some warning signs here that I'm actually not okay, I'm not recovering in that sense. So you have a very ingrained expectation from the medical community within people suffering from concussions that essentially they'll be able to walk it off in a way. And what we see oftentimes is people get very confused and very isolated in that search in within the recovery because they're simply not prepared for the process whatsoever and how deeply it can affect their life.
Absolutely. And everybody's different. I mean, you know, if there was a way to give five different people the same exact injury, I mean, those five people would all react different to treatment, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, it can deeply affect how, you know, the injury can be the same, but how it manifests and how it's expressed within the individual patient is extremely unique in that way. So I do deal with a lot of patients that are dealing with traumatic brain injury recovery, but each person's emotional profile is affected differently from that. Some people have had over 20 concussions within their life and feel a sense of loss and despair in terms of whether they're going to ever be able to get back to their cognition levels that they're used to. Some people, this is their first rodeo in that sense, and they're highly confused on why systems are persisting 6-12 months later in that sense.
Absolutely. And so, boy, to get with your end of the practice there, the psychotherapy, you've said you found that to be beneficial. You know, the long-term recovery efforts, and that's what we're looking for. I mean, sure, we want to get people feeling better, you know, short-term as well, but your efforts there at Integrated Health System is really what is best for that patient long-term. So how have you found, and maybe what are the steps would be a better way to ask this, that the psychotherapy can be beneficial for that long-term recovery?
Oh, of course. You know, one of the first big things that I included in my article that's posted on Integrated Health Systems in the free tips section for a health-based blog in that sense, is helping someone deal with emotional reactivity. And this is one of the things that I've learned from the rest of the team here, especially Dr. Maynard and Dr. Perry. When someone has suffered a traumatic brain injury or concussion in this way, what can be affected very deeply is your relationship with gravity in itself. When gravity and when our balance is disrupted and disoriented, your entire existence is now disrupted and disoriented. We are creatures within our environments, and we need to be oriented within space. And when this process, which is a little, I don't know the exact mechanisms, that would be more for Dr. Perry, Dr. Stedman in that way. Mm-hmm. But I do know psychologically when this process is disturbed, we're constantly trying to reorient ourselves in space. So this can come out a lot from my end and seeing a patient that's really struggling with anxiety, panic attacks. They have a new sense of agoraphobia that they've never had before, fear of leaving the home, fear of places, and a lot of stimulation in that way because their body is simply just fighting to orient itself within the environment. And all of the stimulus that you're now taking and you were now used to is now newer and novel and more threatening than it used to be in that sense. So one example of how emotional reactivity can really disrupt our sense of self and our orientation within the environment in that way.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you just talk about the anxiety and depression, I mean, boy, for people, for those that have maybe been going through an illness for a long time and just have, you know, not been able to find the right answer to help them, when you put that anxiety and depression on top of already not feeling well and being sick all the time, boy, that's where your role really becomes extremely valuable, to have someone like you they can just talk things through sometimes.
Oh, of course. And the last example we gave talked a little bit about disorientation and anxiety. Other symptoms that are extremely common to traumatic brain injuries, things like brain fog, chronic fatigue, not being able to deal with novelty or surprises in that way without it severely compromising our energy levels. You know, just listing those off, they're very consistent with what we see in major depressive episodes with people. And dealing with all of these chronic stressors, disorientation, TBI symptoms in that way, these are all symptoms that have an effect on our body. I usually like to describe someone within their body as sort of like a cup. You know, everyone has a cup or a container sitting on their table right now someplace.
Sure.
And if we keep pouring water into the cup, our body, our mind, our container in that way is able to hold that stress, the stress being the liquid coming in there. But as we all know, if you keep pouring stress into yourself, into your week, into your year, into your day, that cup is going to start overflowing. And that's just being a human being right there. And so what I help people with in that sense is identifying where are these stressors coming from? How can we drain this cup a little bit more and make life a little bit more livable for you during your recovery efforts in this way?
Sure. And the last part on that, this section, you said you've included mindfulness, meditation, breath work. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Okay. Explain that just a minute.
So mindfulness meditation, for some, it can be a little bit of a turnoff with that because meditation can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. But what it basically is a evidence-based way that we can come into our breath and develop a stronger skill and focus with being able to harness our attention within our breath so our attention is not going to other areas, issues, symptoms in that manner. We're not distracted and sort of feel like we're floating and reacting in space. We feel like we're more grounded in our day, in our life, and we have something that can help us bring us back down to about a zero so we can respond to symptoms, we can respond to stressors versus reacting to them and feeling disempowered in that way.
Absolutely. Jake Myers, our guest, we've got to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to continue on this topic of benefits of using psychotherapy with traumatic brain injury recovery. And if you've got any questions for Jake, give us a call, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back. You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesch.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances and not really adding the value that I want to add. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law, they get results.
If you're 62 years of age or older and own a home, ask yourself, do I want to stay in my home? Have you built up enough equity? Can my family and I benefit from additional cash? Steve Hurley has been a resident of Colorado for over 32 years and is a senior helping seniors. These are questions he can help answer to see if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Call Steve Hurley at 303-885-0254 from Affordable Interest Mortgage today to schedule your free consultation. It may be the most important call you'll ever make.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley. We've got Jacob Meyer with us today from Integrated Health Systems. And once again, their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Our topic today we're discussing here, the benefits of using psychotherapy and traumatic brain injury recovery. And Jake just went through increased emotional reactivity. And what would be our point number two, Jake?
Point number two, typically from what I see, is the patient's sense of invisibility within the recovery in that way.
Okay. And how does that explain that a little bit in detail for us?
Oh, no, of course. And so what happens typically in traumatic brain injury recovery is that the person experiences typically an acute trauma, you know, a car accident, a fall, some very debilitating experience that they have in that way. And so our environments, our families, our relatives, our work is very good at responding to more acute stressors in that way. If someone falls down and breaks their leg, everyone is able to sort of rush in and see that something's wrong, and then to help the person in the sense of their recovery efforts, understanding that this person's ability level has been compromised for the short term, and we're all here to help them compensate for that. The issue with that, with the traumatic brain injury, what I often tell patients is that, hey, we can't wrap a cast around your head. You know,
sure.
Unless you want to wear a helmet all day to signal to other people that something's wrong, people are going to see you as pretty normal, happy, and healthy in that sense. And as human beings, we're very good at being able to compensate and say and articulate ourselves in a way to signal to others that, hey, I'm actually doing okay, but sort of living in that sense of invisibility and isolation from the person not necessarily understanding the depth of the issue that they're going through. Traumatic brain injury recovery, as we covered before, can last anywhere from 6, 12 months to several years in that way. And so imagine somebody suffering from a broken leg and not being able to move for over a couple years. That's a very different type of injury. And when you have something like a cast, you're able to signal to others, hey, something's not right, is not right here. Others will typically be very friendly in those situations. We've all tried to hold a door open, grab someone for something in that way because they have that signal for us and we want to be helpful. But when that signal and that issue is not there, and the issue at hand can be our very perception of reality and our ability to live and work in the world is compromised, people tend to have a struggle with being able to see the person in their struggle in that way.
Sure. Because, you know, I mean, this is something, my mom, she suffered with a pulmonary fibrosis, and they called it idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis in her lungs. But on the outside, she looked 100% well. So the same thing kind of goes with this. Somebody's got a brain injury on the outside. Everybody looks at them and says they're normal. So they're trying to explain maybe to a medical doctor what they're feeling. And that's probably where a lot of frustration gets too, because maybe some different things come back as normal. But till they get with someone like you that can really delve deeper into this, man, it's got to be just extra frustrating for that patient.
Oh, of course. And we come from a very strong culture in the sense of we don't like saying that something is wrong in that way. We come from a place of what can I do? What am I giving to others instead of what I may need for myself in that way? So one of the issues that I see with this injury is that people are very proud. They have a lot of pride in what they're able to give to their families, to their work in that way,
sure,
to their friendships. And when they feel like they need to take something, it puts them in a very uncomfortable situation. So the person would rather say, oh, I'm actually doing a lot better, I'm doing fine, and sort of suffering in that isolation and in silence in that way of people within their environment not really truly knowing what's going on with them in that way.
Absolutely. All right. And our last point here, and we kind of already talked about the goal of all of this with everything you do at Integrated Health Systems is long-term recovery. So walk us through that last step.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Long-term recovery, it brings up a lot of feelings of unfairness within individuals that I'm working with. We all work very hard to do our daily life requirements to try to achieve our life goals in that way. And you know what? Life is hard enough as it is without any type of traumatic brain injury. And when you add that in on top of it, everything that you might have been working for your whole life can now seem very out of reach. Childcare, your daily work requirements, your daily home requirements in that way can seem very, very painful and arduous. And thinking beyond, you know, the next couple of days in your life can be very challenging in that way. So I help people deal with that level of unfairness within their life. And coming from an addiction background myself, and when I got into the field working with patients struggling with addiction, something I've been able to look at it as is there's typically what happens is a relapse into older symptoms in someone's traumatic brain injury recovery. So the person will be feeling a lot better. The treatment here is working. They're feeling very connected with me. They have a breakthrough in terms of their energy levels. And then what can happen is that they start to return to more normal functioning. And with the more stress that comes from that, they can relapse back into older symptoms. That this is extremely common. I've seen this cycle happen almost on a weekly basis for some patients. And the real struggle and sense of hopelessness someone can get from having doing all the work that they need to do, feeling better, and then maybe going on that run they've been wanting to go on, or seeing some more friends, or going to that busy place, having them have a really big setback, flare up in their symptoms, and just a real sense of hopelessness in that way. And so what I try to help patients with is to be able to buckle up for the process, but to also learn about, hey, how can we use this as an opportunity? What can we learn from this sort of relapse into older symptoms? And how can we buffer and protect ourselves in our recovery more moving forward into the future?
Sure. Last question. We all know that when, you know, someone is sick or injured, especially in something like this, it not only affects that person, but also affects, you know, maybe their spouse, family members, all that. Do you sometimes include, a spouse, let's just say, you're treating someone for a brain injury and you've got to kind of help that spouse understand what they're going to be going through to travel down this long road process to getting back better?
Oh, of course, yes. If I'm treating a patient and if a family member, spouse, or anyone wants to come in and if it's relevant to their recovery, I'm very open to be able to consult with them or even to bring them into session if relevant for them. Because this is a stress on the individual, but we are very interdependent creatures in that way. And when one person is stressed in our environment, especially with something as acute as a TBI in this situation, it tends to stress the whole environment because our entire environment needs to compensate around us to be able to help us through the injury and into our recovery. But with the TBI, this can be a very long-term and unknown process for family, friends, and spouses in that manner.
Absolutely. Well, Jake, hey, great information, man, and I know you're extremely valuable part of the team there, and so I want to thank you for being with us, and we'll look forward to our next visit, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Scott.
All right, that's Jake Meyer, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Their number, 303-781-5617.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.